The youth minister looked up to see if we were still listening and said, "He claimed that his master was a hard man, so he did nothing." "You mean he blamed his master?" asked the same young girl. The youth minister again smiled and then read the master's reply to the servant. "You wicked and slothful servant." "The master called him wicked and slothful?" asked another person sitting around the bonfire. "You mean he called him evil and lazy for not multiplying his money?" The youth minister only smiled and read on. "You knew that I reaped where I had not sowed, and gathered where I scattered no seed? Then you ought to have invested my money with bankers, and at my coming, I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to him who has the 10 talents. "So the master rewarded the servant who made the most money?" I asked. The youth minister said, "Is that what you understand?" "Sounds like it to me," I said. "That means the more I make, more will be given to me?" By this time, the older minister was shaking his head, wondering where this conversation was going. The youth minister just strummed his guitar, letting our thoughts swirl in our heads, allowing us to decide upon our own message from the parable. Finally, with the fire crackling and smoke drifting into the night air, he asked, "What does this say about people who have money and people who do not have money?" "That people without money are lazy?" asked a boy across the fire from me. "Or that people without money are evil?" "No, that's not what it means," said someone else. "That would be too cruel to even think. The world is filled with poor people." "But what about the words, 'Enter into the joy of your master'? Doesn't that mean being rich makes you happy?" "No, that's not what that means," shouted another young camper. "My mom and dad say that rich people aren't happy. They say that only poor and good people can go to heaven. They say that the love of money is the root of all evil." "Okay, okay," said the youth minister, quelling the brewing argument. "Let me finish the reading." Putting down his guitar, he finished reading, saying, "For to everyone who has, will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The fire crackled in the silence. No one talked. Both the older minister and the youth minister were quiet. "Does that mean the rich will get richer and the poor poorer?" asked a young girl. The youth minister and the older minister sat without speaking. "Well, that wouldn't be fair," said the young girl. "God should give to those who don't have anything. God should be generous to the poor." The conversation around the campfire went on until the fire went out. Putting water on the coals, the youth minister said, "Time for bed. You can all find your own answers to the parable. Some of you will continue to think that money is not important. Some of you will think that rich people are evil, or that poor people have a better chance to get into heaven. Whatever answer you come up with will determine the rest of your life." While I may not understand the full meaning of the parable, I did understand that the master gave the money to the person who multiplied the money. I also decided that the master could create where there was nothing. In other words, he was creative, and creativity is infinite. Therefore, money was infinite, abundant. And to be creative and have abundance was the joy of the master. As to what happens to those who do not multiply their money, and why the little they have is taken away, I am still not certain of the full meaning. I have my suspicions. Nonetheless, the youth minister's words that evening did ring true for me. The answer I came away with that night did affect the rest of my life.